This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good night, Shabbos, Rabbi. Thanks everyone for joining. We're continuing our series on Tefillah. Our Shir Man Tefillah are sponsored by our good friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Salah Rose, Uli Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Nesham Shem and Aliyah, B'Yomel Tzioyshev for his whole family, Adbi Askoel Tzedek. We're continuing in Ashrei. Last week we discussed the following issue. Ashrei is Kuf Mem Dalet of Tehillim, Kuf Mem Hei of Tehillim. Ashrei is Per Kuf Mem Hei. We've discussed why we appendaged Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha Od Yahalucha Sela. I think that's from Perek Pei Dalet. Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalai, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Leikav is the end of Kuf Mem Dalet. But why at the end of Ashrei do we randomly inject the pasuk of from Halel? Va'anachnu nevarechka me'atov yarelam haleluka. That's not from Ashrei. Ashrei ends with a tough tilas Hashem yidaber pivi varech kol ba'asoshim kol shalom voed. Hallelujah. Halli nafshi es Hashem. Hallo Hashem b'chayai. Va'anachnu nevarechka is not part of Ashrei. It's part of Tehillim. It's part of a Hallel. How did that get to the end of Ashrei? So last week we learned two approaches. Number one, because we want to string together Halleluka, Halleluka. So every Halleluka begins with Halleluka, ends with Halleluka, so that the end of one Halleluka goes into the beginning of the next. Ashrei is not really part of the Hallelukas, but since we're saying in Pesukah de Zimra, we want to end Ashrei, V'anachnu v'aruch kamei atov yarelam Halleluka, Halleluka. This way we get into the chain of the Hallelukas. By the way, just an interesting thing, and we're going to speak about this more. By the way, next Friday, there will not be a shir. You could join us at the convention. I'm going to give the tefillah shir there. But, you know, each part of davening corresponds to a different part of the Beis HaMikdash. Psuke de Zimra corresponds to the Ulam. Baruch Sha'amar is the Pesach HaUlam. Yishtabach is the Pesach HaHechal. In the Ulam, hanging down from the ceiling were chains. That represents Psukei de Zimra. Psukei de Zimra is each parak is chained one to the next. So in order to facilitate that chaining process, we end Ashrei with Halleluka. Fine. Another pshat in why Ashrei ends V'anachnu v'aruch kamei atov yarelam Halleluka is because since anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is muftach lo yishu ben olam haba, therefore, we want to let everybody know, by the way, for as a reward for saying Ashrei, Va'anachnu nevarech ka me'ato v'yad olam, you will be zoicha to praise Hashem forever and ever. Okay, now bear that in mind. That's why we end off Ashrei with the pasuk Va'anachnu nevarech ka. We want to give everyone the reward. We want to tell everyone what the reward is. Now, why do we begin Ashrei with Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha? That comes from Perek Pei Dalet. So we said, what do we learn out from the pasuk of Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha Od Yahalucha Sela? That Chasidim HaRishonim would wait an hour before they would pray. So since the purpose of Psukei Zimra is it's the hour preparation before Shemoneh Esrei, therefore we say Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. Yoshrei doesn't mean to sit, it means those who wait, dwell before the tefillah. So today, this morning, I would like to offer, I think this is a novel interpretation, in really why Ashrei begins with Ashrei. Why do we stick this pasuk from Perek Pei Dalet in the beginning of Ashrei? I believe I found it in the writings of Rav David Cohen. And I think it's pretty obvious, even though nobody says it. And you'll tell me what you think. First of all, there are a few things that it's worthwhile to think about when you say the pasuk, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha Od Yahalucha Sela. By the way, I think one of the limudim we had last week is priceless. That when you say Shomer Hashem is called Oyavav is called Hashem Yashmid, you should think to do tshuva, because you don't want to be among those the is called Harishayim Yashmid. This way, you're guaranteeing you're doing tshuva at least three times a day. Any kavana you could inject in Ashrei, you're going to change your life because you're doing it three times a day. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, minayin l'tchias hameisim min ha-Torah." How do you know there's revival of the dead? How do you know the dead will be resurrected? Shenemar Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha Oid Yahalelu Chasela. Fortunate are those who sit in your house. They will praise your name forever. What do you mean forever? But one day, the guy has karka in Arzus Achayim, in Har Menuchas, in Har Azizim, on Long Island, wherever he has karka. What do you mean forever? Yeah, because ultimately the dead will be revived. Mikan l'tchias ha-mesa min ha-Torah. So when you say Ashrei, you should affirm your belief in Tchias HaMesim. As the Gemara says, if you don't believe in it, you don't get it. So it's good to confirm your belief in it. So from the Pasuk of Ashrei, we learn out the concept of Tchias HaMesim. Furthermore, Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Kol Ha'oimer Shira Ba'olam Hazeh, anyone who sings to God in this world, Zoicha Va'oimer La'olam Haba, he'll be Zoicha to sing Shira in the next world. Shenemar, Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha, Oy Yalelu Chasela. Fortunate are those who sing to God in this world, they will sing to Him forever. So basically, if there's any verse in the Tanakh that affirms our belief in the afterlife, it's Ashrei. Do you think it's a coincidence that we take a random pasuk from Tehillim Pei Dalet and we affix it to Perek Kuf Mem Hei? Why would we affix a pasuk about our belief in the afterlife to Tehillah LeDavid? What's it got to do with it? I think it's obvious, because the Gemara says in Brachos, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina, Kol Ha'omer Tehillah LeDavid B'chol Yoim Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Because anyone who says Tehillah LeDavid 3 times a day will be guaranteed a share in the world to come. So therefore, as a... the reward for saying Tehillah LeDavid is Olam Haba. So of course we're going to affix our belief in Olam Haba as an introduction to saying what's going to get us there. I mean, I think it's very reasonable that if the way to get Olam Haba is to say Tehillah LeDavid 3 times, so as an introduction, we want to we want to affirm our belief in Olam Haba. And what Pasuk and Tanakh affirms our belief in Olam Haba, Tchias HaMeisim, in Olam Haba, then Ashrei Yoshev Esecha Oid Yalu Chasela. So you'll say, so that's the first chiddush of today, that I would like to suggest, even though the Rishonim, namely Tosfos and the Torah, say that the reason we say that pasuk is because from this pasuk we learn out that you're supposed to delay before you daven Shemoneh Esrei and wait and pause. I think it's not fully an explanation, because if that's the case, you could say this pasuk anywhere in davening. I mean, is this the point in davening? You need to wait the hour before Shemoneh Esrei? Maybe, because this is the Ikar Psukei Dezimra, and that's the main tachas of Psukei Dezimra. But you would think that opening pasuk should have something to do with Tehillah LeDavid. So we're adding, it has a lot to do with Tehillah LeDavid. Namely, if you say Tehillah LeDavid 3 times, you're Muftach Lo Yishem Ben Olam Haba. So therefore, we affirm our belief in Olam Haba and the introduction to Ashrei. So then it comes out, Oyam V'Noira. Now we understand why we end, V'anachnu Nevarech Ka, Me'atav Yadayom Haleluka. Because Chazal always put at the end, similar to the beginning. The end of something is always similar to the beginning. So that means Ashrei begins and ends the same way. Namely, Oid Yalelu Chasela. You say this, you're going to live in Olam Haba. And it ends, Me'atavi Adelam, Halleluka. And now we understand the beginning and the end. The Chasima is the Me'ein, the Psicha. Because anyway, you know, Ashrei begins, Tehillah LeDavid. It ends, Tehillas Hashem. So the end is like the beginning. But once they add it to the beginning, Olam Haba, they put at the end Olam Haba. And if I believe Rav David Cohen says something like this, I want to show you a few Mar Mekoymos on Ashrei that will expand this inyan. The Mati Moshe, who's a Talmud of the Marshal, Rav Moshe Mas, he brings that one who davens needs to pause an hour before Tfilas, Shenemar Ashrei Yoshev Esecha. By the way, Rav Volba writes, we're not in the madrig of waiting an hour, but even to sort of come to the davening, even one moment before it starts, just to sort of Dalef Nehemiah Ta'oimeh, that also is Begeder Chasidim Arishayim HaYashaya Sha'achas Kodem Tfilasan. Okay. Now, Tosfos says they enacted this pasuk before Tehillat David. And mean it, what that means is just say Ashrei Yoshev Esechod Yalucha Sela Tehillah LeDavid. Don't say Ashrei Yom Shekach Alei Ashrei Yom Shashem Aleikav. And says Rav Moshe Amos that my Rebbe the Marshal, he didn't say Ashrei Yom Shekach Alei by Mincha, because the purpose of Ashrei is just to wait a moment before Shemana Esrei. And by Shachris, he didn't say any of the Ashreis. Because if the whole purpose is Kadei Sheyisha Sha'achas Kodem Sheyisbalel, so then you only need to say it by Mincha. But we say it three times. We say three Ashreis. Rabbi said, you know why we say three Ashreis? To be Merames that anyone who says Tehillat David three times will be a Ben Olam Haba. That's why we say three Ashreis. So I think that fits in very well into what we're saying. Okay, so then we could say three of any word. Why don't we say, red wagon, Tehillat David, because anyone who says this three times will get Olam Haba. The answer is we dafka want to say a pasuk that enunciates our belief in Olam Haba. Watch this. Anyone who says Ashrei three times will get Olam Haba. Why? Because it has Aleph Beis and Poseches Yadecha. Now, this is an amazing remez. I never knew this. In the whole Tehillah LeDavid, there's a Vav by the Esnachna. B'choyim Arachecha, Va'ahal Lo Shem Chayim Bad. God Hashem Lo, V'ligdu Asnecha. Do Hashem Asnecha, Ug Vaisach Yagidu. Hadak Vare Yadecha, V'du Meni Vaisach Asnecha. Except for Ches, Chanun v'racham Hashem, not v'erach apayim, erach apayim do chaser, and karv Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol ashikru v'mes, Ches and Kof. Simin l'davar barashat teva is chayk, Ches and Kof, and then the second half of the respective psukim, erach apayim and l'chol ashikru is kale, chayk kale. Ches mei chanun, kuf mei karoi. That's choik. Aleph mei erech lam mei kaharei kel. Loimer, it's a choik. Kel, it's a law of God to say Ashrei every day. So I never realized that every pasuk in Ashrei there's a vav by the Esnachta, except for chanun and karoi. Also, choik, kel, is gematria gehenim. Chayk is gematria Gehenim. So why do we want to be Merames to Gehenim? Because anyone who says Ashrei three times, he's saved from Gehenim. This is a remez we saw earlier. From Ashrei until the Olam Va'ed is 613 letters to teach that if you say Ashrei, it's like you're Mekayim the whole Torah. Actually, the Roikeach says this is not exact because there are 660 letters from Arimim Chalaikai and it's connected to the 613 mitzvahs and the 27 Oisiyos HaTorah. Which also doesn't make any sense because then it should be 640. So this is probably a Mem and not a Samach. Fine. Then we say V'anachnu Nevarecha. Why we want to string together the Hallelukas. And because anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Haba, so we talk about Olam Haba. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaye that you should say V'anachnu Nevarech Ka. We say in Parshas V'Eschanan that Midarech HaSeichel, anything that was created needs to serve Hashem and to praise Him. Avoloi ki Yisrael, not as much as the Jewish people. This is what it means. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabachu kol ha'umim. But for us, kol shekein for us, ki gavar aleinu chazdoi. We also find that the nations of the world are not roy to mention Hashem's yudkei vavkei and to be mevarichet only klal Yisrael. So we say, Tehilas Hashem yidaber pi. That's the Shem Havaya. But anachnu, we who have a knowledge in the Shem HaMiuchad, Nevarech Ka. We know the Shem HaNistar. And the reason why we say Ka, and not Yud Kevavke, is Ka indicates Yud for Olam Haba and He for Olam Hazeh. Let me show you some other Ramazim in the Ashrei. Oid Yahalelucha Sela is Gematria Ze Oid La'olam Haba. So again, these psukim of Ashrei that were added are merames to this inyan of Olam Haba. Why? Because I believe it's Pashut, because somebody who says Ashrei is Muftach Loi Shuben Olam Haba. And then he brings another Gematria from the Roikeach. Yahalelucha Sela. So Asher Yoshev Esech is Ba'olam Hazeh, V'oid Yahalelucha Sela is Ba'olam Haba. So the Gematria said before, Oid Yahalelucha Sela is Zeh Oid La'olam Haba. Yehalelucha Sela is Zeh La'olam Haba. So now, what does this mean? Asher Yishev Zecha Oid Yehalelucha Sela. What does Sela mean? Sela is a rock, kiyum, endurance, forever and ever, ever. Here's another Geshmaka Remez. Recently, oh Joe, you told me you met someone, they listened to the Shurim on Daniel. Now in Sefer Daniel, there's a prediction. Mashiach will come in the year 1335. If you take Ashrei and At Bashet, the word Ashrei, it becomes Tav, Beis, Gimel, Mem. That's 445. And we say Ashrei three times, so Ashrei at Bash times three. Ashrei is Tav Beis Gimel Mem. Okay? 1335. That's when Mashiach is coming. So Kol HaOimer L'Tilodah V'Chol Yoyim is Muftach Lo Yishum Ben Olam Haba. This is Merumas in the three Ashreis. Ashrei at Bash times three is the year of the coming of Mashiach brought in Sefer Daniel. So what we're suggesting is two things, two chidushim. Number one, even though the Rishonim don't say this, they say the reason the first two psukim are appended is to me merames to the inyan of waiting a sha'achas kaidem tefilasai. But I think it's very clear from all these ramazim that these psukim were added to give a hakdama that anyone who says this parak three times with kavana is muftach lo yishu ben olam haba, and then it comes out, Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka is Me'ein the Psicha. So if David Cohen quotes Toysus and Brachais, that the reason why we say the Pasuk before Tila David is to indicate the practice of Chasidim Arishonim who are Sho Sha'achas Kaidem Tfilasam. But Rav David Cohen says, in my opinion, the reason why we appendage it is because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, anyone who says Shira Ba'olam Hazeh will be Zoich to say to Olam Haba. And the Iker Shira is Ashrei. So he says you could say that we say the Pasuk of Oid Yehalelucha Sela to indicate that if we sing in Olam Hazeh, we'll be Zochah to sing in Olam Haba. And the Gemara tells us anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Why? Why is that? Why is someone... Let's explain that. Why, if somebody says Ashrei three times a day, he's Zoicha to Olam Haba? The answer is because the Gemara says anyone who sings Shira to Hashem in Olam Hazeh will be Zoicha to sing in Olam Haba, and Ashrei is the Iker Shira. That's why, if you say Ashrei three times a day, you're Muftach Lushu Ben Haba. Now, here's a very important diuk, says Rav David Cohen. You know, when the Gemara starts, the Gemara says anyone who says Tila le David three times, he's Muftach Lo Shem Olam Haba. And then the Gemara says, The Gemara says, why is there no Nun in Ashrei? What do you mean Ashrei? It's not called Ashrei. The Gemara started off by calling it Tehillah LeDavid. So why did it switch? Why did it start by calling it Tehillah LeDavid and then go to Ashrei? The answer is, once the Gemara said that if you say Tehillah LeDavid three times, you're Muftach Lo Shu'ban Amai Abba, that is the reason why we added Ashrei as introductory phrase. To learn out why you're Zoicha to Olam Haba. The reason you're Zoicha to Olam Haba is because since anyone who sings Shira Ba'al Mazeh is Zoicha to Olam Haba, so this is a Shira. And you could say, and this is what we were trying to say, that's why they added Vanachna Varakami Atam Haluka at the end. Because we're saying it's similar to the Psicha. So the bottom line is that the main body of Psukh the Zimra is Ashrei. Ashrei is a form of a Shira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, someone who sings Shira to Hashem Ba'olam Hazeh will be Zoicha to sing in Olam Haba. And therefore we start off with the three Ashrays, indicating that if we say this three times a day, we'll be Zoicha to Olam Haba, we'll be Zoicha to Oid, Yahalelucha Selah. The missing Vavs are in the Pasuk of Ches and Kuf, Choik, Kale, indicating Gematria, Gehenim, that one who is, says Ashray properly is saved from Gehenim. And these are just a few insights into this thrice-peated tefillah that we say every day. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, bracha v'atzlacha, and all the best. Well, here it says anyone who says Ashrei three times a day doesn't see Pnei Gehenim. But it doesn't mean they don't bring him in the back door, you know. But no, the Chai Adam explains that, you know, that's look, there are no easy way outs, no shortcuts. But the Chai Adam says that if a person is 50-50, Ashrei could be significant enough to tilt the scales. You know, but apparently it does offer a certain degree of protection. And that kind of insurance is always welcome. Okay, everyone, have a good Shabbos. Kol Tov, Bracha Vatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.